It is Chesiv, and today Tov Shinayim Vav, Rav Shadaf Yudal and Rav Aleph. We had a little break over Yom Tov. So I'll quickly remind you what happened in the last three blocks. No, actually, what's happening right now. There's a machlekes between Rav Elazar and Rav Chisda. The Mishnah says, this is one of those cryptic Mishnahs that we have. The next Mishnah, where the Mishnah says that Roshus Hamayuchedes. If there's a reshus that belongs, it says a reshus that's miyuchedes to the mazik, if the nizik's animal happened to want trespass into the mazik's, into the perpetrator's property, the mazik is totally potter. Then the Mishnah says, reshus ha-nizik v'ha-mazik, if it's a joint reshus, it doesn't say what about it. And then it says, if you cause damage, you have to pay. So there's an argument of Chizah and Rabbi Elazar how to learn it. Chizah says that Rishus Haniz and Mazik belongs to the first part, Rishus Michaelis and Mazik, and therefore he says that, he says that you are Chayiv. So Rishus Haniz and Mazik goes to the last part in the Mishnah where it says, Kishahizik Chav and Mazik, that if the Rishus belongs to both, you are Chayiv. Why? It's considered to be Ebiz De'achi Chayiv Hashem Regal. It's considered another person's field, even though you also part owner, but it's somebody else. The Nizik has a right to be there, and you're damaged, so therefore you are responsible. Now, Belazar says no. That you are potter. It's not considered someone else's field because since you have a share in it, it's not considered someone else's field. Which has to do a lot with how you understand partners, but which we won't go into right now. So now the Gemara is trying to understand according to Rabbi Elazar. So Gemara has a question about Tony Rabbi Yosef. So the Gemara explains, the last thing we explained was that you took upon yourself the responsibility that the animal won't get damaged, but you didn't take upon yourself the responsibility that the animal won't cause damage to others. Says the Gemara, but Tani, Rabbi Yosef learned chotzer ha-shutfim. Rabbi Yosef learned from a braisa that a chotzer of shutfim, a partnership, which is what we're talking about, ve-ha-pundik, and also a restaurant where people don't really, a hotel. So you have a number of people that bring that come the chayiv behen al hashen v'regel. And so if your animal goes in and eats from the tefuah from someone else, shen v'regel, you are chayiv. It's considered the achad, even though you have a right to be there's a chatzar shut for him. The achad, a clear right of chizda to you to the Rabbi Elazar. Amalach Rabbi Elazar v'tizbara. Does that make sense to you? Masnita mile pliga. Have another brayse that argues. So what's the big deal? It's a machlekes of braises. Tanya, we learned another braise. Abba, klola, there are four rules you have to know regarding Shem v'regel. Reb Shimon ben Elazar. We know that Shem v'regel is chayiv and Shusar Abim. Shem v'regel is potter and Shusar Abim because it says a bia b'zdei achad, someone else's field. So these are the rules. Kosher, Shusar, Nizel, and Mazik. If the only one who has a right to be there is the victim and not the Mazik, then the Mazik is totally responsible. Chayiv b'chol, he is culpable completely. We'll see later what chayiv b'chol means. Number two, the Mazik, the field belongs entirely to the Mazik and the victim had no right to be there, then potter b'chol is completely potter. What right did you have to be there? Turcha b'shusi, my boy. They both had a right to be there. For example, are you liable for Shem v'regel? Do we consider this the acher because you have a right to be there, or do we say no since other guys has a share? You shouldn't have eaten his rabbika in the valley. Potter, you are potter by Shem v'regel. On Shem v'regel, you are potter. Why? Because it's considered. It's not considered as the acher. No, so we see clearly a braisa like me. What he asked me a kashan of the braisa doesn't agree with me. To turn up Yosef here, a braisa like me. But and the braisa continues, by the way, that this is considered in a way like a sort of mini Rishus HaRabim because a number of owners here. So it comes to Keren, which Keren is Chayim Rishus HaRabim. So if you deliberately go ahead and gore while the Gifah and shoving the body and the Shikha and biting while the Labitza and throwing themselves on the Labitza and giving a kick. Tam Mishalom Chatzin Nezik Mu Mishalom Nezik Shalom. Because this is like Rishus HaRabim. Loilazer, case number four. Loilazer, but Loilazer, neither of them had a right to be there. Neither of them had a right to be there. Then Chai boy al Hashem v'regel, you are Chai v'Hashem v'regel, and we have to understand why. It says a biyab is the ach, and someone else feels, which means that Nizik had a right to be there. If Nizik had no right to be there, why should I pay? We'll see them more later. And what about Negicha, Neshicha, Negifa, Valabitz, Abita? There, like in Shusar Abim, Tam Mishalom, Chatzin, Nizik, Mu Mishalom, Nizik.
You said another of the parishes to be there, but they mazik one another.
Sorry.
The neither of them are going to.
That's right. So the mazik trespassing, so the nizik.
So the shen is not shen. It doesn't mean eating produce.
For sure, him eating produce, and you're eating the produce from the other guy. The other guy planted his potatoes. There's not permission. Tony, we learn, however, clearly chotzer should not be a potter. Bala shem aregel kasha dodi is a kasha to brayse. So that's many question. Says the gemara, that's not a kasha. I can answer like this. There's no stir between the two brayses. Ki tanyahi, the price of this talking about bechotze meyuchedes lozev lozem. That braisa that says that you are potter, you're trying to bring it away from there. And you try to bring it away from there that you're right. He's talking about a case where it's miyuchedes lazeh ulazeh, bein lepedes, bein leshvarim. This is how Rabbi Yisrael wants to answer two braises. Because the chedel, I have a kasha two braises. So I'll answer like this. When it's they both have a right to be there, sifer to plant fruits and sifer to be there, then it's a chotzer shuv and I hold potter. It's not called zdei achri because the mazik had a right to be there. And I, Rabbi Yisrael, says clearly a chayv. I hear that Rabbi Yisrael is talking about a chotzer miyuchedes lepedes ve'ena miyuchedes ashvarim. They both had a right to plant the fruits there, but the mazik had no right to be there with his animal. We know it was one field for animals, but I bought the right for mule, for example, to have fruits there. In that case, since the mazik's animal had no right to be there, and even though it's a chotzer shoshneim regarding the fruits, but regarding the animals, only the nizik had a right to be there, so the mazik has to pay. He's culpable. No kasha to me. Regarding Shen.
No.
Exactly. That's why. The chiddush is that even though I have a little chalik in the field because I have a right to go walk in there and plant my fruit. So you would have thought that maybe, you know, it's not the same. Not like trespassing. It's not like trespassing. It's not the same. It's not trespassing where I had no right to be there at all.
Degree of bialos in the field.
Something like that. Yeah. The gabi shen and the chiddush is that we divide the nizikin. The gabi shen have a lechotzer and nizikin. As far as Shen is concerned, is considered the victim's field, and there's the achad, and therefore you're chayv. We learned over here. I'll prove it to you. I have no rights here. I do have a right here. I have a right to put my fruits here. But still, because you have the right to be animal there, it's called the acher.
What if they're both in someone else's field? They're not in the mazik or the nizik's field.
That will have that soon.
An independent one.
We'll see. And you're definitely not chayv as we'll soon see. Even though the mission price is you are. They can have a proof of you. Tony Hocha, look at the example they gave. Dumye de pundik. In the case of Rabbi Yisrael, we said that a chotz ashutrim or a pundik. What do we know about a pundik? Nobody brings the animals inside the pundik. Uktani hasam. And over the other case where it says that you're potter, dumye de biko, where everyone had a right to be the animals there, and that's why you're potter, because you had a right to be the shmami. No, is that right to me? Maskilor Abzeda has a question. Kivan de miyuchedes lepedes. So Abzeda has a question. I don't understand the sfora. The fact is, the mazik had a right to plant fruits there. Where's the achere? Habina b'diz achere leka. Where's the achere? Luchay, I had a right to plant my fruits there. And you, Rabbi Yisrael, hold that if you have a right to plant your fruits there, it's not kosher to achere, and you are potter. Amalei Abaye said to defend his rebbe for a change. Kivan de einam yuchedes l'shvarim de achere kedinabe. Even though, as far as fruits are concerned, the mazik had a right to be there, but since he had no right to bring his animal there, we'll call us the achere even as far as the fruits are. That's the chiddush. Why can't we say you just worked out a way to reconcile the two braises, not even arguing? One is talking about where you have a right to be everywhere. The other is talking about you have the right to put your animals there. Maybe I've learned Amalei Pligi. How come? How do you know Rabbi Chizah when he says Chayv? He taka means to argue Rabbi Yisrael. Maybe it's not a case where the animals have no right to be there. Amalei, you're right. There's no machlekes. After all this, there's no machlekes. Or Veim Tim Slim for your sister. There's an argument. Pligi, I'll tell you. You know they're arguing. Kushet Abzei, the Peruka Dabai Pligi. That Rabbi Chizah, the whole lady question Abzei. So what if the animal? What do you call it? Had no right to be there. If they had a fruit. Rabbi Loza would hold like the question of Rabbi Zeta, it's not called Zdei Acher because the Mazik had a right to put his fruits there. The animal can't be there, who cares? And Abayis and Chizda says no, that since they had not been animals there, it's called Zdei Acher, and therefore Yechayev. Kufa, let's analyze the Bereshit we had before. I bought clothes by Rabbi Shimon Loza Raimido for a rule in the Zikin. Number one was Kosher who the Shushla in the Zikin, if only the victim had a right to be there. But Leila Mazik had no right to be there. Chayev Bakar. Chayv on everything. What do you mean? You should have said al hakoil. You should have said al hakoil. Chayv on any kind of hezek. What do you mean bakoil? You have to pay the full amount. What does that mean? Al hakoil loiktoni el chayv bakoil bekula nezek. You have to pay the full amount. And we're talking about all hezekes. That means even keren that normally we say the first three times you pay chatzin nezek, but aptarfen holds that where the tam had no right to be there. For example, in the victim's field, then the tam pays nezek shalom from the first time. So that's a right. That this brayz holds the same thing. Bakoil. If it's a reshus of the nizik, you're paying back the full amount. Mani, who's the author of this? The Braiser, Tarfin, the Amr, he says, Mishun, Keren, Keren is different. Keren, the whole malach of Keren, the whole the hezek of Keren is Mishun, because it's going out, it's not normal. Shener Regal is normal. An animal walks and it eats and it walks, tramples. But Keren is Mishun, is Bechotzer HaNizik, if it enters of the trespasses and goes into the victim's field, Nezek, Sholem, Mishalem. For the very first time, you pay another Sholem. Freddy, what I'm saying, but look at the end of the Braiser, you tell me, so Tarfin, tell me the next case. The last case was Loyla Zeva, it belongs to nobody. Kigan Chotze She'en Lashashnei, belongs to nobody. Chayv. Chotze belongs to nobody, you're a Chayv. Why are you Chayv? Al Hashem Eregel. Now, Luchayr, it can't be that it belongs to nobody. Then you wouldn't be Chayv Hashem Eregel, because it has to be the Acher, it has to be, the field has to belong to the Nizik. And here, tell me, Loyla Zeva, Loyla Zeva. Why would you be Chayv? Must be, my Loyla Zeva, Loyla Zeva. Ilay Mikteh, literally, Loyla Zeva, Loyla Zeva. Klal, El, the Acher is a third person. That means neither of them had a right to be there. But being the Acher, like, you need the Acher. The Acher means the victim's field. And it's not the victim's field. Why are you Chayv? He had no right to put his fruits there. El, Pshita, Loyla Zeva, Loyla Zeva means it belongs to both of them. El, the Chal, only belongs to one. It belongs to one, and yet it says here about Uktani Seif, and says in the very end, Tam Mishal Mechatz Nezik. But according to Tafin, you just said a minute ago, that the author of the beginning of the Braisa, that if the field belongs to the victim, you pay the full amount from the very beginning, and he paying only half. So the only way you can work out it from the Rabban would say that even in the victim's field, you only pay Chatzin Nezik the first 3 times. The Amri, they hold Meshuna, Keren, Bechatz Nezik, even though it's Keren is Meshuna. Inside the Chatzin Nezik, you only pay Chatzin Nezik Mishalom. Reisha Rab Tafin Veseif for Rabbanon. What, Ian? Yes. If you remember, every time we had it so many times where Abaya says yes and Rabbi comes along and says no. Here's not Abaya. Ian, the Amalei Shmuel said, Rabbi Yehuda, Shinna, you clever one, Shvaik Mas Nisin, forget the Mishnah, Vitoya Basroi, and go after me. And Reisha Rab Tarfin, you should know that the Reisha, that is the Tarfin, Sefer Rabban. However, Ravin Mashmein, the Rav again comes. Rav hates when they say that it's two Tanaim and one Braisa. Yeah. He always tries to find a way. So Ravin said the name of Rav, cool Rav Tarfin, it's all Rav Tarfin. No, it's all Rav Tarfin. How come the last case is Loyla Zeva, Loyla Zeva? Tam is only paid half. Umay Loyla Zeva, Loyla Zeva. You assume Loyla Zeva, Loyla Zeva means that it doesn't belong to the Mazik, but only to the Nizik, exclusively. Loyla Zeva, Loyla Zeva, Lepedis. When it comes to paid, it's the opposite of what we said before. When it comes to planting fruits that only belong to one person, to the Nizik, only had a right to bring fruits there. So as far as Shem Regel is concerned, it's Zeach and you have to pay. But they both had a right to have cows there. So as far as Keren is concerned, it's not the Rishus and Nizik. It's like it's a regular Rishus, and therefore you pay only Chatzin Nezik. You record Rab Tarfin. When does Rab Tarfin say you pay Nezik Shalom if it's exclusively the field of the Nizik? But here the Mazik had a right to be there, so you pay only Latam. Where is the Acher? Because as far as fruits are concerned, only the Nizik had a right to plant fruits there. The Gabi Shen, Avi Lechotzel Nizik, Abba Keren, Avi Lechotzel Rabim. If so, Arbo, what do you tell me the 4 different cases? Shloisha, are you telling me now, if you're in the Braise, Loyla Zeva, Loyla Zeva means it belongs to nobody, that's case number 4. But now you tell me Loyla Zeva, Loyla Zeva means case number 3, that belongs to one of them. No, you already had that before. There's only 3 cases. Avram Nachmitzel, you're right. Shloisha Klolas Barba Mekemes. There are only 3 case principles, but you can have 4 different situations. Mishnah, another cryptic Mishnah. Shum Kesev, you're assessing money. Shavu Kesev, the equivalent of money. Bifnei Bezin, in front of a Bezin. So this Mishnah, I was written by the same town of the previous Mishnah. Val Pi Edim, based on Edim, Bnei Choydin, who are Yidin, Bnei Bri, Bnei Choydin, who are not Avodin, Bnei Bris, who are Yidin, Bahanoshim, and women, Bechlal HaNezik, are included in the Nezik. If you damage a woman, you're responsible like you damage a man. Vahanizik, Vahamazik, Betashlumin, and the Nizik and Mazik both contribute towards the payment. Pretty cryptic Mishnah. So we'll go through the whole Gemara to understand what's going on here. Okay, first, my shum kesef. You said shum kesef. You assess what he's talking about. Omer, you do shum ze lo yehei ela be kesef. That bezdin should assess how much the nezik is worth, and that's what you pay. What do you mean? Tanin lahavi. This supports what we learned. What we learned. We would have thought parah shehezeka talis. If a parah bull went out of its way and ruined somebody's nice coat. Or talish as they can part of the talis lying on the ground, which is like a boid, and the potter slips on it, and now the potter got hurt. I would have thought, you know what? Don't sit down and work out so we know what the damage is. Just make a swap. Take the talis that was lying on the ground and give it to the bala potter. Say, whatever it's worth, it's worth. If it's worth more than your potter, good luck. If it's worth less, too bad. That's the way it is. And vice versa. If the potter ruined the talis, take the potter, seize the potter, give it to the victor, to the owner of the talis, and say, whatever it's worth, it's worth. Just make a swap. Assess the value, what it is, and that's what you give. Why would you think that you do that? I don't know. Why would you think? Wait, actually, says Hazem Shah. But why would you think that's the
one could be worth many more?
Yeah. So why would you think of have a Havamina?
What's the Havamina?
Yeah. What's the Havamina?
Do you have a posik or something that tells you that you don't have to pay kesef, but you can, you know, do a swap of this?
Yes, I'm and if it's a good Havamina, then how does the Mishnah not have to do that way? What's going on here? What's the debate?
Because usually the only thing that you pay instead of money is karka.
No, but it's a hezek. If I call it a hezek, I should pay. Why should I pay more or less than the value of the hezek?
It's hezek. It's either money or it's karka. It's metalton generally is not,
Okay, hard to understand here. Anyway, we're going to invite in. Shavik Kesse, what do you mean Shavik Kesse? Luchayde, Shavik Kesse, where he had before, that you pay even subin. That's not what Shavik Kesse means here. Shavik Kesse over here means property. The Torah we learn, Shavik Kesse, Malamich, Ein Bezin, Zekol, Lechosh, Yezim, Lechai, is only form of payment you can make, is what? Is property. Avlim Kod, Nizim, Metalvim, Metalvim, but if the Nizim goes ahead and seizes Metalvim, Bezin, Goy, Vilim, and Bezin will take it right back. No, but only form of payment is, by Hezek, is property. Make the vote.
When you say
Nechosim,
it means
land. Only land. Oh, you just said, my mashmah. First of all, how do you see the word Shavik Kesef? Where do you find out Shavik Kesef means only land? Shavik Kesef usually means equivalent of land. It could be metalkalin. You know what the word Shavik Kesef means? Dover Hashavik Kol Kesef. No matter how much you pay for it, it's true value. No, we have a law that says it's a no. You know, I pay more than a six. If you pay more than, if it's equal to a six, it's well, you got to reimburse. If it's more than a six, the whole mekach is bottle. When it comes to land, ain't no the kakois. Machlekes Rashi Tesis. In fact, Rashi is from right here in Hazov Ola Machlekes. Tesis happens to mention here is Rashi holds that ain't no the kakois means even if you pay double the value, 100%, ain't no the kakois. Tesis no up to 50%. The lashon the Gemara here is shove a kol kesef. Sounds exactly like Rashi. There's no limit to whatever price you pay, one day it'll get to that price. So therefore, it's the only thing that we have there that's covered kol kesef.
Do you feel it's worth is what it's
no.
Value is.
No, covered kol kesef means no matter what you pay for it, the deal, you can't say I made a mistake.
So would you say if you've got a slave market for an Eved Kanani,
we're talking about karka.
No, you said there's no one know if there's no one know for karka, but other things there is a one.
That's right. So if you buy a car, you're again.
But if you said the marshal slaves, Avodim Kanani was sold on
the market. Slables from seeds also no, no. But we're talking about Kark, Metalton, anything. There's no enough.
So even if there's a public sort of a sale, like there's a car auction or something, according to Halachi, you say that there's
no enough? No, that's different, because everybody knows there's a value. And how can today go to Moichel?
So in other words, it's a private deal between...
That's right. Go back to Gemara. So what's it? Because it says Kol Kesef. My new Dovish ain't enough. Any more new Avodim stars not mean let me know. We know that Avodim also have no enough. So how come you can't pay with Avodim? So it can't be that's the definition of kol kesef, shavik kesef. Oh, Rabbi, well, dover hanikne bekesef, things which you purchase with money. All metalkli, you're not purchasing with money, but you're not koin until you do meshicha. We need something that you purchase with money, and that's it. It's yours. There's nothing else to be done. And that is kesef. All the foreshim already asked. Nowhere does it say shtaras hanikne with kesef. In fact, shtaras hanikne with mesila. But avodim hanikne with kesef. So how come you can't pay the avodim? El Ravashi shove kesef, loy kesef. We want something that is shove kesef, which is land, but not money itself. In other words, all metalton is considered money because you can easily sell it. And Meshenke in karka, something which is not money itself. And therefore, it's not automatic, easily transformed into money. And the rest are all money. Even Avodim, you can pick it up. If you cancel it, pick it up and move it to another town. You'll be able to sell it. It's easy to sell. Karka is different. Therefore, you only pay with karka. What are you talking about? You just told me. Now, we had a machlekes. But we had a Rav Huna who said that the only time you can pay subin is if you have the money. So it's not a kashya. But a papa, but Yeshua, they all learned, all these Gemaras showed me passing that way. They say, you chatchil have a choice to give other money, karka is made of others. Or you give money, or you give metaltin, because cold metaltin is made of you. You can give him subin. What do you tell me? My says, only karka. You're right, you don't have to give only karka, you can give subin. But Yisraimi, remember by Yisraimi we learned before, orphans are not responsible to pay their father's debts, but their property, there's a lien on the property. So their land is taken away. But anybody ask me, aim a safer, what's a safer? Im kodum nizik v'tofes metaltin. Bezin gave a hand. Bezin will say, keep the metaltin, that's a good form of payment. But he'd be asked me, but if Yisraimi says, I'm not going to pay the father's chavis, am I bezin gave a hand? Why in the world should we say it's a valid payment? And the Gemara Kedama Rav Nachar, we're talking about when did you seize it? Should tough as Mechaim, where the father was alive, and he had a right to seize it then. His father was alive. Talking about right if a bezin in front of a bezin. What do you mean in front of a bezin? Prat comes to exclude the moich and the chasa. What happens if after the mazik committed the damage before they ended up in court, he turned around and sold his properties, and then the bezin that what that you cannot collect from the lekuches, even though by halvor we say you could, here you can't. So Gemara Shmami, no, what are you trying to tell me? That lava, if somebody, so Gemara right now is equating loans to hazekah. So you want to tell me that lava umacha the chasa, if somebody borrows money and before he got the payment date, he unsold the properties, va'achakach bought the bezin, and then they have a dispute, ain't bezin, goyvel and mehen. We always say you can't collect lekuches. We're talking about it has to be a bezin of mumchin and not an ordinary bezin that don't know what they're doing. Because we're talking about, remember, we're talking about knosses here. Paying these damages are knosses. I was supposed to say palganiska knosa. And by knas, we know you have to be bezin of smuchin, not a bezin of adiatis. So therefore, that's what we're trying to tell you.
So in other words, if somebody sells, he's got debts, and you now want to collect from unsold
land. No, we're not talking about that. That's not a problem.
Sorry?
We're talking about his nezikin.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying he's unsold land, yeah. And he wants to collect, he can take adiatis to collect.
Of course. What do you mean? Yeah, of course he can. Because it's not a knas. That's money. And Shavu the Reisah, Shavu the Reisah, goes to the Hochakir of the Hill, if Milva, by Nazikin, Milva HaKosav B'Teyde, HaKosav B'Shtar Damya, so you know, what's going on here? Shavu the Reisah, and of course you can take the field. And what's Gemara then said you could go collect the field. We're talking about here that was a bezin of a yetis cannot do it. But by Nazikin also you can collect the field. But what's Gemara? Shmami no love. What's this whole question? Just say Shavu the Reisah. Anyway, talking about vital piedim witnesses prat lemoidem prat. If somebody wouldn't piedim based on witnesses, because if he wants, if a guy goes to business, look, my animal gored. The din is that if you moidem beknas, you are potter. Even if edim come afterwards, the machleik is if you potter not. Prat my gnav gabo edim shu potter. Hanichel mandam my gnav gabo edim potter. There's a big machleik is when we say moidem beknas. If you walk into business and you're murder, you're potter, there's a big machleik is what's pshat. Is the pshat because you cannot be mechayiv yourself? A person cannot incriminate. Is that the word? Or is the word it's a ptur? If you did shuva, the whole idea of murder of knas is you shouldn't do it again. If you came forward and you were murder, I mean you're doing shuva. What I have to give you a monetary penalty for?
If you say murder the knas can't mechayiv himself, but then if edim can't,
that's what I'm trying to tell you. Because that's the machleik is between these two days. If you hold that murder knas is a ptur, then even come afterwards you're potter. If you're murder knas not a potter, you cannot be mechayiv yourself. Then edim come afterwards. Of course you have to pay. So they're saying, oh, Nichol Mandom, Moed Beknaf Gaba Eidim Potter, that's up to it, fine. That's what the Mishnah is coming to tell you, you need Eidim. El Mandom, Moed Beknaf Gaba Eidim, Chayy the Maikum Emma, what are you coming to tell me? Safe, the Chiddush is safer, B'nei Chayyidin, that what B'nei Chayyidin, that the Eidim should be B'nei Chayyidin, shouldn't be Avodim, U B'nei Bris, and they should be Eidim. B'nei Chayyidin, what are you coming to exclude B'nei Chayyidin, Lemuti Avodim, that slaves cannot be Eidim? And B'nei Bris, Eidim, Lemuti, Oivicham, the Maid, Oivicham, Tzrichin, Ebof. The Iashmin and Eved, if you're coming to exclude Eved, Meshum the Ainla Yachas, and Eved has no Yichas whatsoever, and therefore he has no value. If you have no Yichas, you have no value. Of a Nochi Yeshla Yichas, a Goy has Yichas. And we had the Gemara already before, because we go back, Goy, most of they name themselves after their father, and the Zayn, all that, they have Yichas. So they have some kind of credibility, some kind of value, they have a reputation to uphold. Avodim have no reputation. Emeloi. So therefore you would think, that a goy should be trusted. He's not shaykh to mitzvahs, so how can he be shaykh to edus? I will ever the shaykh to mitzvahs, ever the shaykh to mitzvahs, because I ever chayiv mitzvah, whatever a woman is chayiv, emeloi, therefore maybe he's a valid edus. Sich, you need both. There's a big shock with that you hear in the Rishayin Achrein about women being edus in places where men don't hang around. Okay, we'll stop here tomorrow, magician.